Many schools across the country have taken cursive handwriting programs out of their classrooms, citing the popularity of texting and keyboards as a substitute for longhand writing. Small children learn to print in preschool and up through second grade, but then it stops, and precious class time is devoted to other subjects. Is this a good idea? Perhaps not. At least that's what our two handwriting experts say. Jan Olson is president of Handwriting Without Tears. They publish handwriting curricula for preschool through fifth grade and also for occupational therapists to use in their practices.
I think it's very important for children in school to be ready for every life situation. And there are still many times when being able to write in cursive or to read cursive is an important life skill, socially, educationally, vocationally.
Olson says that dropping cursive writing can be traced back to the 1970s, when a trend to simplify reading and writing took hold.
There was a movement called Whole Language, and the focus was on sort of organic writing, and that we didn't care how children formed their letters or put them on paper. We only cared about the content. And as a result of that movement, which gained a lot of popularity for both reading and writing, schools of education actually stopped training teachers how to teach handwriting. And to me, that's the dirty little secret in education. They don't want to teach handwriting because they don't know how.
There was a time when cursive writing was a full-blown class in the primary grades. Olson says that when cursive was dropped, it was often because of its complexity.
That's what people were rebelling against when they rejected cursive handwriting. They were rejecting the loop-de-doops, the fancy writing, but they threw out the baby with the bathwater because it actually is easier to write in a continuous flow, not picking up your pencil or pen. It also makes it easier to read because the words don't run together.
Olson says that kids draw their letters when they print and often have a problem with words running together. This makes it difficult and tiring for teachers and other readers of their words to understand what the child is writing. If printing is all they learn, they could face another problem later in life.
Printing is taught in kindergarten, first, second grade, and that's still a very young child, not quite 8 years old. And if you stop your handwriting instruction at 8 years old, you will have handwriting of an 8-year-old. You'll look like a very young child. It gives a bad impression if your writing looks like an 8-year-old.
Margaret Shepherd says that cursive writing also helps children and adults express themselves better than they would using simple block lettering. Shepherd is a calligrapher and author of more than 15 books on the topic.
If you learn just enough about how to write clearly and fluidly, then it becomes yours, like your voice, like how you do your hair, like your face, how you choose to present yourself. I'm sure everybody knows what we're talking about when we talk about handwriting that makes you feel good about yourself and handwriting that makes you feel bad about yourself. I think kids can be taught ways to write that are going to make themselves feel comfortable expressing themselves. They need some kind of facility with writing so that they feel that they own it, that it's a skill they can use the same way as any skill you learn in grade school.
For example, Shepherd says that we can change our signatures depending on how old we are and what we think of ourselves. It's a way for children to take control over their writing early on.
You know, your signature is extremely personal and self-expressive. I'm always sort of kibitzing on people when they're signing charge slips in a store, because there's an amazing breadth in how people choose to make that squiggle. I think people learn from each other. They pick up little items about how to enhance their signature.
In her classes, Shepherd encourages students to sign their names 50 times.
Then they'll start thinking, where do I want to go with this? Who do I really want to look like? What are the options? Who could I be? And they take control over how they're writing. And I think for kids, that's very important early on, to feel that this is not something that sort of defeats them and makes them look bad. I think kids can learn to write and learn to write their names to start with. It gives them a lot of power over the medium.
Shepherd says that old-fashioned handwriting, the kind you see in documents such as the Declaration of Independence with all of their flourishes and fancy capital letters, were done by people who studied handwriting extensively and knew how to make a document say, "Look at me."
Frequently, those were written by professionals, and not just wills and the Declaration of Independence and important documents, but even everyday correspondence. A lot of important people had a personal secretary. Until very recently, that kind of person handled party invitations, they handled responses to routine inquiries, they handled business correspondence. Even Bob Cratchit in A Christmas Carol was a clerk in Scrooge's office. He handled all the correspondence. And these people wrote day in and day out, and they were trained for it. I'm not saying that the average person like you and me was not trained, but just that writing was taken more seriously, you did a lot more of it, and you got a certain training and a certain level of expertise.
These days, we don't do as much writing by hand. However, Shepherd says learning a form of cursive can still serve us well in these days of keyboards and texting.
Handwriting is like exercise. If you write more, you're going to write better. And then if you write better, you're going to feel like writing more. One of the mantras I've got is that the best email is still not anywhere near as good as the worst handwriting. And just try it out on someone. Drop them a thank you note instead of emailing it. And I've found people will call you up and thank you for a handwritten thank you note. Sure, they're not getting many, and you probably don't write very many. But that just means that each one has more impact.
It can also have more impact on how well a child does in school. Jan Olson tells the story of a child who was struggling in class.
I find that a child who struggles to write struggles in every subject. And I can remember one child was brought to me, and the parent said that the child needed massive help in everything, it seemed, but that they were going to do the handwriting first. And then after the handwriting was sorted away, the parent said, "Well, it turns out we don't need the massive tutoring and everything because now the child can complete his work and now the teacher can grade his papers and know what he meant to say and he actually can pass his spelling test."
In these days of computers and iPhones, we might think that cursive writing and maybe even printing are going to be skills that will fade away completely. Shepherd says, not so fast. After all, we don't know where technology will lead us.
The keyboard is not necessarily what we're going to be using to put data into our devices forever. Already, keyboards are kind of a small way to put information into an iPad, for instance. Any of those tablets, you can use them a lot without accessing a keyboard. You just use touch screens. Voice is going to be a way to input data, and then in real time, writing longhand on tablets, I think, is something that's going to be very important. I don't think keyboard skills are going to go on forever.
By the way, Margaret Shepherd wrote an entire 192-page book, Learn World Calligraphy by Hand. You can find it at bookstores and online at margaretshepherd.com. For information on Jan Olson and her program, Handwriting Without Tears, log on to her site at hwtears.com. For information about all of our guests, visit our site at viewpointsonline.net. You can find archives of past programs there and on iTunes and Stitcher. I'm Gary Price.